Okay, we're here with Corey Rose in his 16th year of being the head coach of the women's soccer program here at Tyler Junior College. And Corey, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk. Tell us a little bit about your journey in sports generally, and then as a player, and just how you got into coaching.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm from Indiana, so growing up in Indiana, you're going to play a little bit of basketball.
Okay.
So I played basketball, and then I was also good at soccer. Since I was 5 years old, I've been playing soccer, and I've always been the best at soccer. I was good at basketball, but soccer was.
And those seasons allowed you to do both.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Yep.
And I was a private school student, so mainly. Because of the Christian atmosphere, my parents wanted me in that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And then, but they also had soccer. The majority of those private schools up there were the ones that played soccer. When I was going through high school and elementary school, they hadn't really got soccer started in the public schools yet.
Okay.
And so staying in the private school because of soccer was part of that reason too. So, I was a pretty good soccer player in my hometown, probably arguably one of the better ones,
okay.
If not the best one in my town. And, got quite a few awards going through high school and won some private school state championships.
Nice.
And got recruited. I was going to go to University of Southern Indiana. And then their coach left to take another job somewhere else. And I didn't really feel like I was meant to go there.
Right.
And so I just accepted an offer to local college, Grace College, an NAIA program there. And probably the best decision I made. Met my wife there. And
perfect.
So it was, I was an All-American there. Still have some of the scoring records, 7th in goals and points and stuff there.
Awesome.
So, that was my career.
So it's interesting, you just mentioned something that made me think how influential your role now as a coach is in the journey of your players, because that coach that took another job totally changed the trajectory of where you ended up going.
Mm-hmm.
And I could argue the trajectory of your life with meeting your wife at Grace College, and so that's pretty cool. And that's cool how much influence you have now over these young ladies that you're coaching here at Tyler. But talk about your journey from being a player and getting into the coaching fraternity.
Yeah, well, right out of college, I jumped into high school coaching. I knew I wanted to coach, but I didn't want to teach. Right, I was that athlete guy that didn't want to be in the classroom. So I wanted to have a good paying business job that I could go and coach the high school team. As a lay coach.
That's how it was done back then, right?
And I was able to do that for some time, and then I got they wanted to promote me in my business that I was doing, but I couldn't take off. I needed to have time off to coach, so it kind of stunted my progression. And so actually got out of coaching for a little bit when I started having a family and kids. Actually got into carpet cleaning management.
Okay.
And did well there. That got me to South Carolina. One day I was just like, I don't want to do this the rest of my life.
Right.
And what are my God-given talents, and my
Your
wife
passions,
and I talked
right?
about that
yeah.
and my passion, what I'm good at, and it was coaching soccer. So
awesome.
Out of the blue, I had a buddy call me from Midwestern State. He was on the women's side.
Way over in Texas.
Yeah, over in Texas, and I was in Columbia, South Carolina, and he was my goalkeeper at Grace, and so he called me and was like, the men's coach is looking for an assistant, wanted a little more mature type of person to be his assistant, and asked if I was interested, and I was. So I jumped on it and moved my family to Wichita Falls, Texas. Got into coaching.
And you were there for a couple of years at least, right?
Uh-huh.
A guy, Doug Elder.
Doug Elder.
I
got to
believe he influenced you a bit.
He's a mentor of mine, and made it to – he just started. He was an All-American at Midwestern, but just came back in and got the head job on the men's side. And we took both teams to the Elite Eight both
nice.
Years in the NCAA Division II. And then from there on, Midwestern State hadn't been out of the top 10 probably in a year since then. So
it's interesting how the championship pedigree, it's in your DNA from the very start of your career as a player and then into the coaching fraternity, Midwestern, and obviously the things you've accomplished here at Tyler are really unparalleled. So it's funny, and not funny, but it's just, to me, interesting as you talk to coaches and talk to people who elevate their programs to high levels, the DNA is almost always coming from your experiences all the way up the ladder. Mm-hmm. And so I know that your time at Midwestern was instrumental in just the mindset you have as a head coach now here. Talk about the first time you heard about Tyler Junior College and how you ended up getting here.
Wow, it's really kind of a cool story. I was at Midwestern State as an assistant, so my job was mainly recruiting.
Not too far from here.
Yeah, and so I was recruiting Tyler, the top teams in the country, junior right. college, which was Tyler and Meridian Community College at that time, which at that time, Coach Clements was the head coach right. at Meridian.
You were Community on the men's college. Side at this point.
I was on the men's side, yeah. Right. And I gravitated after at Midwestern State. I got involved in Girls Club to make some side money and just fell in love and just felt I had the right personality for coaching women. So after I finished my graduate degree there at Midwestern State, I took the head job at Belhaven College in Jackson, Mississippi. I was the head women's coach there, NAIA program, and they had been fairly successful. And I was there for 5 years. Yeah, had some ups and downs right. there with athletic directors and right. just different things. So, and then Coach Clements, in that whole time, took the job from Meridian. He came to Tyler right. and took over for Pete Jones.
Right. I remember Pete, but also I remember.
And so our relationship kind of stayed with that whole thing because Coach Clements' best friend, one of his best friends is was a baseball coach at yeah. Belhaven College. So he would always come in and we'd stay connected. And then one day he came in on a trip with the boys and he was like, "Hey, we're going to start a women's program. Would you be interested?"
Wow.
And I was like, you know, that's not where I see my career going, you know, 4-year school to a junior college. Right, it right. wasn't, I was like, I really got to think about this. And then, you know, his buddy, Hill Denson.
Yep.
Told me, "Boy, you'll be stupid if you don't take that job at Tyler Junior College." And I was like, and I respect them. So, right. So I took the job there at Tyler 16 years ago. Never looked back.
Well, it's amazing what you've been able to accomplish since being here. 16 straight winning seasons, 12 national tournaments, 5 national titles. And on the threshold here, as we speak, the day of this interview, you guys are a day from heading up to Wichita to try to win number 6. So talk about this year's club, talk about this year's team, and just the journey that you've had being the head coach here at Tyler Junior College.
Yeah, we've had some good teams, good players come through here for sure. You have to have the success that we've had. You know, this year's team is very talented. Working on the mental aspect of it and trying to get them to figure out the fire that they need to go into next week and not just think that they're Tyler and right. people are going to bow down to them.
You know? Everybody's good at the national level.
And everybody wants to beat Tyler, you know? I mean, we get everybody's best game. We can't take a day off. And when we do, we end up stumbling a little bit.
You've heard this said before, but that pressure is actually a privilege that you've earned.
Yeah.
You know, you and the assistant coaches and the players that you've had in the past have set that bar really high. And so it's a privilege to have that target on your back, but it doesn't lessen the feeling of pressure when you get up there next week. So want to ask you, I guess, shift gears just a little bit, but talk about the balance you've had to have as a father. You have a family. And being a college coach, because the demand on your time is extreme. People don't totally understand, if you're not in college athletics, the kind of time demands that college coaches have.
Yeah.
How have you balanced that?
Well, you know, for me, family always comes first, you know. And, you know, whenever my kids had something going on, I made it a priority to make sure I was there for them. But they know, you know. And specifically my wife, you know, weekends is recruiting. So, right. you know, you're gone quite a bit. But, you know, I was fortunate enough. My daughter, when she graduated high school, she was able to come to Tyler Junior College for two years.
That's cool.
I was able to coach her here and coach her into an All-American and get her on to another four-year school.
Where those are memories that will never be taken away. Those are some special memories for you, I know.
Yeah, and my younger two, my son and my daughter both played athletics, but they didn't play them in college.
Right.
But my son went to University of Arkansas and got an engineering degree and is successful now and just proud of him. And my youngest, Emerson, is about to graduate from University of Arkansas, and she's got a bright future ahead of her too. So hopefully.
Well, I know you and I have talked about family over the years, I'll just attest to the fact that your eyes start sparkling when you talk about your children. So that makes my heart warm because I know that so many coaches struggle with balancing those two things. And so I'm thankful that that's a strong part of your life. Any other final thoughts as we wrap this up and, you know, maybe talk a little bit, anything about this the next few days as you head up to Wichita, Kansas and try to win championship number 6?
I mean, it's just going to be cherish every moment. You don't know, you know, how many games we're going to win or if we're going to win that game.
Right.
So we just need to take and enjoy the trip, the journey. Make good memories along the way. Just focus and try to make these kids better for being in this program and, you know, find them places to transfer onto and, you know, it's just what I do on a daily basis.
Well, and you know, I can attest to that because I have some of your girls in my classes. I teach classes in health and kinesiology and, I teach some athletic leadership classes in which I ask some questions, and every so often, I've never told you this, but every so often I'll get something on an assignment that has your name in it about how much you've influenced them and how much you've made a difference in life. So thank you for what you've done over the years for hundreds of young ladies here at Tyler Junior College. And thanks for what you're continuing to do because you're changing lives through the game of soccer, and that's a pretty cool thing. The opportunity to actually, you know, help a young lady learn more about herself, go deeper than maybe she's ever gone into her psyche and her ability to get the most out of whatever this life journey is going to bring to her way. They're going to remember Corey Rose. They're going to remember Tyler Junior College soccer in a way that is pretty special, and that has a lot to do with your willingness to be used. So thanks for serving so many young ladies over the years for so long. Thanks for doing that.
Well, I figure I plant seeds. It's a crucial time in the life of a young lady when they come here, and so, you know, we just try to help them bridge that gap from leaving home to entering adulthood, and plant some seeds with them along the way, and hopefully.
Well, you've done a great job, and I know you're going to continue to do a great job at really using soccer to change young ladies' lives. So, Corey, thanks for your time. Yeah. I wish you and the Apaches nothing but the best as you go on and try to win championship number 6.
Thanks so much.